Hi, my name is June Edmonds. I'm an artist that lives and works in San Pedro. Quite a few years ago, maybe about 15 or so years ago, I was living in LA and I was offered a commission with the Inglewood Cultural Arts Organization to do public art with some young people at Inglewood. It was a huge opportunity and I jumped at the chance to do this. The children that I work with were from ages or grades 2 to college age. So I had this huge range of ages of young people, and a lot of the younger group had come. So the way we did this is we planned it from scratch from the drawings that the young people put together. And I put it together, but it was their drawing, so I tried to put it together into some kind of composition that would be interesting. So we did that, and the method that we use for the mosaic is called reverse method. And what reverse method is you draw the design on paper and then attach the mosaic with a sort of wheat paste to the paper so it can be installed later in that reverse method. So it's not a direct method, putting mosaic directly on the wall. So we did it. And so Venetian glass mosaic is probably the most difficult mosaic to use. So it was really huge that the young people did it. Did enthusiastically and did it without injuring themselves. It took us really all summer to do. It might have been a 6-week program or an 8-week program, but we probably extended those hours, I don't remember exactly, to complete this. Again, we had younger students, younger people, younger children, and older sort of young adults working on this. So they played their roles accordingly, where we had the younger, or I should say the young adults, taking more of a leadership role and organizing role on that mosaic. So it was good, you know, that we sort of stationed them around. And the young people basically did sort of the straight lines that you see on the mosaics with the minimum cut. So after it was done, we took a photo of it and then worked on getting the mosaic installed, which is where we hit some challenges, because installing Venetian glass mosaic is difficult and it's hard and it's expensive to do. So at that point, the mosaic was put in a box somewhere. And I was promised that it would go up in the future. So fast forward to 2013, I got a call from Inglewood Cultural Arts saying that they found somebody that was able to work with the mosaics and install them and do it in a way that was sort of win-win for the space that they found for the mosaic. They always didn't want to place it in the library, so I was happy that it did go in the library. And we put it up, and the rest is history, so it's up now, and that's the end.